Hello and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. We have covered emotive topics on Legal Eagle before, but today's will be particularly resonant with grandparents among you. Being a grandparent is a source of real joy for many. However, divorce and separation can disrupt that special relationship between grandparents and their grandchildren. It can be a difficult and emotional journey for all involved, with uncertainty about legal rights to maintain that relationship. Thankfully, we have Craig Richardson, an associate solicitor at Berry & Lamberts, to offer some clarity on this sensitive subject. Welcome, Craig, and thanks for being our Legal Eagle.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So perhaps it'd be helpful to use some realistic scenarios to help grandparents to understand their rights. So if we can kick off first with, say I'm a grandmother and I haven't seen my grandson in over a year, do grandparents have an automatic right to contact?
That's a really common question and a really important one. The short answer is no. There is no automatic right for a grandparent or any third party to apply to the court for contact in the way that parents do. But that doesn't mean that the court won't help in these scenarios. So what the law focuses on is the child's welfare and not the rights of the adult to contact. But if you've had a meaningful relationship with your grandson or your niece or nephew, for instance, the court will often see it as beneficial for that contact to continue, provided that it's safe and in that child's interest.
So another scenario would be perhaps if a daughter has cut me off after an argument. These things do happen, obviously, when emotions are running high. Will the court punish her for that?
No, the court isn't there to punish people. It's not about blame, and the judge is most interested in making sure that the arrangements that are in place work best for the child. Courts do tend to recognise that children have a real benefit of knowing their wider family, including their grandparents, unless there's a good reason not to. So if contact stops suddenly after, say, for instance, a family fallout, the court would want to scrutinise whether the decision to stop the contact was really made with the child's needs in mind.
That's really reassuring. So another scenario, do I have to go straight to court or is there another option?
When we think about resolving disputes within the family law arena, we're fortunate that there are lots of other methods that parties can use to try and resolve any disputes without the need to go to court. There is always the option for a court application if any other measures don't work. And I really encourage parties to think about other methods of resolving that dispute. For instance, if you needed some legal advice generally, it could be that the solicitor makes an initial approach on your behalf to try and resolve matters, or the solicitor can advise about alternative means of resolving a dispute, like mediation or arbitration, to try and resolve the dispute between parties and really get to a point where all parties are focusing on the child's welfare as the most important, most paramount thing to try and resolve that dispute. But if, for whatever reason, it's not possible to explore, resolve a dispute using those methods, then the court application is there. You will be expected to have tried a non-court dispute resolution before you do that, like mediation. In all cases where it is someone other than the parent or someone with parental responsibility applying to the court to spend time with the child, the law requires that there is an application for something we call leave, which is permission to make an application. The good news is that if there is a settled relationship with the child, that those applications are usually granted to enable that relationship to be explored in a greater depth by the court.
So the child is really front and centre in all that the courts are looking to decide on. So what sort of contact might a court order for a grandparent?
There's no one-size-fits-all. You're absolutely right that the child's welfare is the court's paramount consideration. That's enshrined in Section 1 of the Children Act, which is the most important piece of legislation that really deals with contact. It very much depends on the child's age, their routine, their history, their relationship with the grandparents, and how long it has been since they've had that time spent with family members. And it could be the court orders that there is some initial indirect contact, like letters or videos or calls taking place, to really reacclimatise the child to that contact taking place. And while the parent's rights are not front and centre, the court also need to be assured that any order that it makes is one that's going to be sustainable and carried out. Even if both parties don't agree with what the court has ordered, the court has nevertheless made a decision in the child's welfare interest, and the court wants to make sure that order is one that's going to be followed.
Well, thank you so much, Craig. It's a very emotive topic and tensions do run high when divorce or separation happens. But hopefully that will have provided some much needed reassurance for grandparents out there who might be going through something along this line. So thank you so much, Craig. And you've been too good. We're going to bring you back again next month for some more advice. And so we'll join Craig next month. You can also contact him and the team at Berry & Lamberts on this or any other legal matter. And join us and Craig next month for more Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.